Could a heart really pound right out of its chest? She felt her breath coming in short bursts. Her phone beeped, but she couldn't bring herself to look for it. Closing her eyes tight, she gripped the steering wheel. Her chest hurt, and she could smell the metallic tang of blood. The rest of her senses picked up the sensation. She could taste the iron way back in her throat, and her ears pounded with the rhythm of her heartbeat. Then her hands felt a sticky warmth. BJ's blood soaking her cheerleading skirt. The wetness spread over her legs. She gasped and stared down at her lap. Her Diet Coke had spilled on her light tan linen pants. Still, she couldn't move. No matter that the train had come and gone, still she sat, staring at the bare metal tracks. Her body shook all over. Vehicles sped around her, blaring their horns. People glared at her, some even shouting obscenities at her. But it was no use. She'd become paralyzed. She didn't know how many minutes she sat there while the world swept by her, a still body in a raging storm. A dull tap registered in her brain. She turned toward the sound and tried to focus on the man outside her window. He reached out and made another clipped, three-rap knock on the glass. Finally, recognition flashed, trying to convince her that everything was okay. She pressed the button and lowered the window for the waiting police officer. Claudia. His voice sent a shiver down her spine. Images sped through her mind, blurring her focus. Is there something wrong with your car? His voice was a little deeper now than it had been 10 years ago, but she could still hear it screaming. Leave her alone! And then the gunshot. She could feel herself fading again. Claude. He reached in through the window and shook her shoulder. Come on, girl. I know what this is. I've been there, too. But snap out of it. You're in the middle of the street. She felt herself slowly ascending, as though swimming from the bottom of a deep lake. At the surface, a ragged, cold breath filled her lungs. Cassio. Tears filled her eyes. It's okay, baby, he said, his voice soft, taking her back to the days when he was quarterback, she was cheerleader, and everyone said they'd be America's sweethearts. Can you drive the car into the parking lot? He pointed to the right where a mom-and-pop cafe sat practically empty. She nodded. I'll be right behind you. It took every ounce of willpower to slide the Tahoe into gear and drive toward the parking lot. Once she stopped, her lungs screamed, and she could feel the breath stealing, muscle-seizing horror of hyperventilation coming on. Cassio appeared at the passenger side door. Clutching her chest, she pointed toward the glove box. Bag, she managed to gasp. What? A bag. In there. Oh, okay. Are you okay? Hang on. Cassio opened the glove box and pulled out a paper bag, then brought it to her mouth. Breathe. In. Out. In. Out. She did. Her lungs felt like they might burst as the panic spiked. Oh, God. It's just like that night. A scream vibrated in her throat, and she squelched it before it could pierce the air inside the Tahoe. No. Cassio's hand pressed against her clammy neck. Now listen, Claude. Keep breathing. His smooth as silk tone calmed her and evened out her breath. She tried to focus on his tone. This isn't like that night on the bus. No one is after you. The person with a gun was after BJ. No one else. It wasn't a random act, or I wouldn't have just been shot in the arm, right? If that man was on a killing spree, we'd all be dead right now. His voice was beginning to soothe her, and slowly the words sank into her muddled brain. She set the bag in her lap and filled her lungs with the cleansing breath. Thanks, Cassio, she whispered and tried to smile. You're a hero. His jaw clenched as he inhaled from a freshly lit cigarette and then passed it to her. Yep, that's what I am. He expelled a stream of smoke. A real hero. At the sarcasm in his tone, Claudia regretted her choice of words. She reached across the seat and took his hand. We did what we could. Too bad that doesn't make the dreams go away. She stared into the horizon where clouds were beginning to roll their way. Silently they sat, hand in hand, passing the cigarette between them, remembering that they shared a bond of pain and loss. Somehow, for the moment, it made things calmer.